Today in Houston, a jury begins hearing testimony in the murder trial of Andrea Yates. She is accused of drowning her five children last June. She pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Her lawyers say she has a history of postpartum depression with psychosis. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports that psychosis following childbirth is a rare condition that is frightening and treatable.
When Shelley Ash of San Jose, California, was pregnant 5 years ago, she read all the baby books she could. She never came across the term postpartum psychosis. Then she gave birth to her son.
I knew right away that something was wrong.
Ash sensed she was watching the delivery from above. She was terrified. Hospital nurses told her the feeling would pass. It didn't, even after she and her baby went home.
I was having horrible depression. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I couldn't keep food down.
This wasn't the baby blues, the temporary anxiety and depression that hits about 3/4 of mothers. Nor was it the postpartum depression that afflicts 1 in 10 new mothers. As Ash eventually learned, this was postpartum psychosis, which hits about 1 in 500 to 1 in 1,000 mothers within 3 months of birth. Dr. Ralph Wittenberg runs a postpartum screening project in Washington.
Postpartum psychosis is a condition in which the person loses touch with reality, where they hear voices, where they feel they're being commanded by powers outside themselves. They feel irrational guilt that they've somehow done something terrible.
Without treatment, women may try to hurt themselves or others. Ash wasn't at that stage yet. But she was getting worse. She couldn't eat or sleep. She was crying constantly. The midwife in her obstetrician's office told her to call a psychiatrist, but that was the last thing Ash wanted to do.
I was having delusions, hallucinating, having very scary pictures in my head about how I could end my life, how I could end my son's life, and I was afraid that somebody would come and take the baby away if I shared this with anybody.
What was happening to Ash was beyond her control. Postpartum psychosis sometimes develops out of postpartum depression or hits women who've had previous psychiatric problems. Sometimes, as in Ash's case, it shows up out of the blue. Psychiatrists aren't sure what causes such a sudden and powerful break with reality. But Dr. Neda Stotlin, who specializes in women's health, says it's something within the process of childbirth.
We think it's a change in hormones. There's a fairly abrupt change in hormones at the time of birth. Birth is also a big stress on the body and the mind. Sometimes people get psychotic at other times if they have severe stress, but I don't think, we don't know everything about it.
Ash had no idea what was causing her problems, but her delusions were getting stronger. Years ago, she had been a fan of the David Letterman show. She remembered watching Letterman drop watermelons from high places.
But that turned into my son. I kept imagining how it would be to drop him out his bedroom window and he'd go splat on the pavement below and shatter in a million pieces.
The image was too much for her. She was desperate.
And I went to my bathroom cabinet where I had some very strong pain medications there from a back injury I had suffered a couple of years before and proceeded to take the medication.
Her husband came home from a run to find her on the floor in the front hall, babbling. He rushed her to the hospital. That pattern isn't unusual. Stotlin says women with postpartum psychosis tend to know that something's wrong, but like Ash, they're often terrified to let anyone else know. Health professionals and family members need to recognize that delusions and really erratic behavior are sure signs of trouble, and that hospitalization and medication are needed, says Stotlin.
She may have to spend a few days in the hospital, and then with therapy and family support and medication, people nearly always get better.
Ash was hospitalized for a few days. She then spent 18 months on antipsychotic, antidepressant, and anti-anxiety medications. Her son is now 5 and healthy. Ash got a degree in public health so she could educate people about postpartum psychosis. She couldn't be happier now about her own health or the health of her son, but she's not having any more children.
No way. I can't.
She says it's not worth the risk of getting sick again. There's a 10 to 20% chance that without treatment she would, according to British research. But Stotlin says that with treatment at the first sign of a problem, women with a history of postpartum psychosis can safely have more babies. Shelley Ash's best friend did. And while neither Stotlin nor Wittenberg would comment on Andrea Yates, the woman who killed her 5 children, both say that the tragedy, whenever a case of postpartum psychosis ends badly, is that most likely it could have been prevented. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.